71-64. The final here this evening at Pam Evans Smith Arena. Tigers improved to 10-4 on the year. And, Coach, we were just talking about how every time you guys got the lead up to a few possessions, Kenyon would find a way to get right back in it. And they even made that late charge there in the final 2 minutes to get it down to a one-possession game. Your guys, thankfully enough, were able to do what they needed to do to hold them off, but it wasn't easy by any stretch.
No, Kenyon's got a very well-coached team. They're very experienced. I looked at last year's box score, and, you know, Clayton Black scored 38 in that game. If he scores 30, we lose. And we had six players who played double-figure minutes in that game over there who were not with us tonight. Kenyon had two players who played in double-figure minutes in that game, not with them tonight. So, you know, playing with just a lot more experienced players, and as I said, they're well-coached, they play hard, they're aggressive, and they hit some shots tonight. They really hadn't shot the three very well for the year, so they even made a couple threes on us, but we were able to, you know, to survive.
I'm not sure if it ended up being 8 of the last 10, but Scott Mason scored most of your points there down the stretch. He had 6 in a row when you really needed him there in those final 2 minutes. He really did kind of take over the game, grabbed a couple of big rebounds for you. That was huge, having him play that way when you needed him.
You know, he has really made a believer of me for sure. And, you know, I'm sorry you saw the game and you're not quite as close to as we are, but I know Kenyon plays four big guys and they dare the officials to call all the fouls they're going to commit in there. And my goodness, I thought Scott could have went to the line some more. Particularly, you know, they called this foul down here in the middle of the lane on Zach Leahy with number 5, and gosh, it was a tad. And then two consecutive plays down here with one of them, Sam Collins, going up for a layup, and there's all kinds of bodies, and you just rarely do you see a foul not called unless the ball is blocked cleanly there. So I think Scott could have you know, got a few more free throws very easily.
We talked at half about how Ikenna Wadibia had just one bucket, and we knew that he was going to find a way to get himself involved in the second half, but he ended up with 14. There were a couple of times where he, like, for example, on one occasion he got loose under the basket there and got a wide-open layup. But what were you guys trying to do to make sure that he didn't beat you tonight?
We must not have done a very good job in the second half. You know, I'm sure he's a very strong guy, but he was just driving it on that left wing over there, and we're bouncing off of him, and now he's point-blank range for the layup. So our option, I guess, in hindsight's always 100%, is to try to maybe contest passes to him, deny passes to him. Maybe they would turn and look elsewhere to go with the ball, or if he does catch it against the contest, perhaps he'd be a little further out. They positioned their players very cleverly to prevent some help. One time Zach Leahy helped from the middle of the floor out, and he put the ball in number 5 for a 3. And so good design on their part. I guess hindsight says we either should have taken it upon ourselves on the floor, or I, as the coach, should have suggested it earlier about trying to, you know, contest passes to him, either to prevent him or to force him further out.
One other thing before I let you go. If you look at the box score, Sam Collins only had 5 points tonight, but he had 10 rebounds, 8 of them on the defensive end. And
Six assists, too.
Yeah, and I've made mention of this before. Sam can get up in the air a little bit, and it obviously helps him when it comes to rebounding, being able to find the ball and go and get it a lot of times against taller players.
You know, he's very athletic, and on top of that, he has a motor. He has lots of energy. So you put that athleticism, that jumping ability, and his desire/motor/energy, and he's involved in a lot of things.
Now you're back to the regular Wednesday to Saturday schedule, so, well, you guys will feel like you have all kinds of time to get ready for Denison compared to this game every other day stuff.
Boy, I look at these minutes, and they're just really, you know, can we really do anything with some of these top-line guys tomorrow, or is it ultimately counterproductive and we'll have to make that decision of, you know, 33, 31, 29, 28. You know, Sam's not the most poundage guy, and So anyhow, but at least we do have, you know, 2 days this time.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll talk to you Saturday at Denison. Thanks for coming up to talk to us.
Thanks for being here tonight, man.
All right. Tigers head coach Bill Brown after the win over Kenyon, 71-64. And again, Wittenberg goes to 10-4 on the year, 3-2 in the conference. Kenyon falls to 7-7. They're now 1-4 in conference play.